Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, which is a service of the award-winning CUTV News. It is 11 a.m. Eastern. It's Friday, February 9th, 2018, at the time of this broadcast. But we do archive all of our shows. So that means you can hear the show again and again. You can share it with friends, family, colleagues, folks you feel who will get a great benefit out of tuning in and listening and soaking in the information and the content that we deliver here on CUTV News Radio, especially with our guest, Kathleen Johnson, who has been with us, and we're doing an extended series with her here exclusively on CUTV News Radio, and it is a real honor and a pleasure to have her with us. Just to mention, we do archive all the shows on multimedia platforms such as iTunes and on Stitcher as well, so you can hear our episodes there as well. If you're not familiar with Kathleen Johnson and our series of shows that we've done thus far, with more to come, she'll be back next week with us as well. Well, let me tell you, she is somebody who sees the world, and we were just having a terrific and a brilliant conversation just before we went live on air in preparation for today's broadcast. She's somebody who sees the world through an empathetic and positive vision. She's a visionary, she's an innovator, she's creative, she's compassionate, she gets the program. She understands the human condition and the human experience very, very well. She's the founder of Universe Soul, which I love the way that there's a play on that, Heart, Universe Soul Heart, which is a holistic wellness practice which specializes in complementary healing and spiritual growth. Kathleen is a facilitator and a teacher of an energy medicine modality known as Reiki. Now, I personally believe in Reiki, and I've had Reiki and various other things. I've had Qigong. I've had a variety of different things I've worked with, and they are terrific. Anything you can do to balance and center and breathe deeply and maybe even help with pain and things of that nature, or just center yourself, this natural healing method of Reiki uses universal life energy to enhance the body's natural healing abilities. A lot of times we're always depending on what's in that medicine cabinet, all the prescriptions, all the pills, all the medicines, all the syrups and the potions, but we're not necessarily finding what's going on inside. And a lot of times there's a lot of blockages, and there's just a lot of pent-up stuff that's happening that needs to be released. Everything in the universe is energy, so there is universal life energy everywhere. And Kathleen says that we're surrounded by this energy because we're made of it. Everything we encounter is energy in some form. It follows that energy healing, and it's beneficial for energetic beings, and that's us. You clear your energy, you're working on your energy, and you take care of your energy. That's the path to wellness. And what's very exciting for Kathleen, and even for me because I believe in it, medical science is actually starting to come around to the mind-body-spirit connection and incorporating energy medicine into Reiki and into their healthcare model to enhance the physical healing process. Isn't that fantastic? That's finally starting to happen. Taking time, not there yet, but it's developing. But Kathleen Johnson is already ahead of the curve, and she has been for years in doing this fantastic work. Let's welcome back Kathleen Johnson as we continue our exclusive series here on CUTV News Radio. Kathleen, thank you so very much for joining us here on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you with us because you impart such wonderful, positive, and healing information with us. So welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
So it is exciting that medical science is sort of slowly coming around to understanding what you've been touting for years, which is that mind-body-spirit connection, right?
Yes, it is exciting, and emphasis, of course, on the word slowly. However, it's wonderful that it's finally happening. I think that that's going to make a world of difference because, as a society, we are so dependent upon medical intervention. And I think as medical technology and medical personnel begin to embrace that holistic aspect of ourselves, I think it's going to make a big difference across the planet. And I'm very hopeful and optimistic about that. It is very encouraging for me as an energy practitioner, definitely.
So just to recap or reacquaint, or if there's new listeners listening to our broadcast today, I sort of defined Reiki, but can you define it a little bit deeper for us in terms of its application and sort of how it's done, what people can expect, and also some of the phenomenal benefits and results of having Reiki done?
Sure, sure. I'm happy to do that. Anytime I can have a chance to talk about Reiki and how it can help, I'm there. So thank you for that. Reiki, as you explained earlier, you said it very well. It is a non-invasive healing method, a natural healing method, if you will, that utilizes universal life energy to reduce stress, promote relaxation, and ultimately to enhance the body's natural healing abilities. Our bodies have an amazing ability to heal themselves, and unfortunately, we do not develop that ability or allow it to develop in ourselves sometimes because of life. We end up with stuck energy in our systems, in our field, in our energy field. And without being aware that we are energetic beings and that that's what we're made of, we are made of energy like everything else in the universe. Without being aware of that, it deprives us of the knowledge to say, oh, well, that makes sense. I'm an energetic being. Perhaps energy healing, energy work, energy treatment may be beneficial. And it just stands to reason as far as I'm concerned. So Reiki is a very gentle, as I said, natural healing method. And it is a form of energy healing. There are many forms of energy healing out there. Reiki is one. And I believe on the last show we had together, Jim, you mentioned that Reiki is sort of a gateway to energy healing, to energy medicine. And it is. It is. A lot of people have heard of Reiki. It is becoming more and more mainstream all the time, which is wonderful. It is more and more accepted by the medical community, which is also wonderful. And I have to give props to individuals like Dr. Oz, who has been using, who has Reiki masters in his operating theater many times during cardiac surgery. He is a huge proponent of Reiki. People like him and others who are out there in the medical field that are praising Reiki and its benefits. So, yes, it is slowly coming around, and I'm grateful for that, definitely, because I think it can make such a difference in our wellness. So when a person comes for a Reiki treatment, it is probably one of the easiest things you'll ever do in your life. The only thing you really need to do is relax, open yourself to the energies, and let Reiki do the rest. The practitioner who has been trained in how to channel Reiki allows that energy to flow through him or her, and the energy is drawn by the needs of the client. So whatever that person on the table needs at that time, Reiki will provide. It is universal life energy. It is also spiritually guided. So in many ways, it can be thought to have its own consciousness. It kind of knows what to do, far better than the practitioner. So Reiki just does its thing, while the practitioner is the facilitator, the conduit, the channel, if you will. And Reiki can be utilized for almost any condition, disorder, illness, imbalance that you can think of. It would be a lot easier for me to say what it can't help. And honestly, I can't think of anything. It is a holistic treatment. And as holistic beings, which we are, we have our physical selves, of course, and we have then many layers of energy beyond that. Our energy fields are huge, a lot bigger than our physical selves. Our physical selves are a fraction of what we are composed of. And one of the beautiful things about Reiki is that it addresses all levels of our being, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. It addresses all those levels. It doesn't just focus on the physical, which traditionally medical science has tended to do. And that's wonderful because the physical certainly needs attention, but it's only part of the picture. So Reiki addresses all of our levels of being. It clears blockages. It addresses imbalances in the energy field. It removes and releases energies that no longer serve us, or that energies that are toxic for us in some way. And I really avoid the use of the words negative or positive when discussing energy. Because energy is energy. It's neither negative or positive. I prefer the words healthy, unhealthy, healthy slash unhealthy, or compatible, incompatible, because what is unhealthy for one individual may be perfectly okay for someone else. But Reiki will remove and release energies that are incompatible or toxic for the person who is receiving the energy. And when we start to release blockages and stuck energy, because when energy's stuck, we don't feel good, and we all have stuck energy. Life has a way of doing that to us. And when we start to remove those things and release that which no longer serves us or that's holding us back or impeding our growth, well, wow, we start to feel better. We start to reclaim that joy in life, to reclaim that sense of well-being, that sense that really everything is as it needs to be, that all is well. And I don't base that on 3D reality. It's the sense that goes beyond 3D reality, that yes, in a very large sense, all is well. And Reiki provides that. And it's not about being a Pollyanna and, oh, I've got the rose-colored glasses on. No, it's not about that at all. It's providing a larger perspective. You start to look at things in a very different way. It helps to shift your perspective. And speaking for myself and for quite a few people I've encountered and worked with over the years, sometimes a shift in perspective is really all you need to open up amazing possibilities for our lives, for the planet, for those we love, for the people we encounter. And Reiki can provide all that. It has been given to us as a gift to help us evolve, to help us grow. It is a gift from spirit, from the universe, whatever you wish to call the higher power. And it is a gift, it's a blessing, and it's something that I am forever grateful to have been led to. So I hope I answered the question.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what's really cool about all this, too, and I know we've sort of touched upon it a little bit in previous episodes, is the fact that animals also benefit from Reiki as well, and that may surprise a lot of people. Tell us a little bit more. I want to explore that because that fascinates me. I had not realized that even myself about animal Reiki. How does that work, and what is that all about?
Animal Reiki is very similar to Reiki with humans. Animals benefit greatly from Reiki, and as an aside, anything can benefit from Reiki. Plants. I have a lot of house plants, and I I Reiki my houseplants. I Reiki my garden in the summer. I mean, I Reiki my property. Everything can benefit from Reiki. If you consider that it's universal life energy, it's everywhere. Why not? Why not help it? Why not give the plants and the animals and the trees and the birds and everything out there some of that? It's greatly appreciated, and it is returned tenfold when you send Reiki out. It just, because it's love. It's just pure love and healing. So as far as animal Reiki goes, there are a lot of practitioners who work with animals exclusively. I work with animals, but I also work with people. And animal Reiki is very, very gratifying. What I have learned over the years is that because animals are very much in tune with energy, they live in the now. They live in the present moment. You don't have, let's just use a dog as an example. You don't have a dog, you know, worrying about tomorrow, like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next week? Dogs don't do that. And they don't grind and worry and think about and brood about what happened in the past. They live in the now. They're very close to energy. So when a Reiki session is given to an animal, most often what I've encountered is that animal instinctively, intuitively knows that this is something beneficial. It is something healthy. And that is not to say that every animal is going to go, woohoo, Reiki session. Some animals are a little hesitant at first because it feels different. It's what is this type of thing, especially an animal who may be traumatized, abused. Sometimes animals in shelters will be that way. They're very reticent at first. But what I've noticed time and time again is when they start to experience it and when they can feel it, it's just they just relax into it and accept it. And animals definitely benefit from Reiki. I have seen so many animals turn around as far as behavior problems, health issues, chronic health problems, and just become much more relaxed, calm, loving, and better pets, better companions. Now, that's not to say Reiki will do that for every animal, because sometimes healing doesn't involve a cure. And I'm sure you understand that, Jim. Healing
right.
is about restoring wholeness. And it doesn't always mean a cure, although it can. But healing and curing are very different concepts. So animals, I have yet to find an animal that did not benefit from Reiki in some way. And unfortunately, animals do pass away much too quickly for my for my comfort. I wish they lived longer than us, and I would not have to go through the pain and grief of losing animals, because we are huge animal lovers, and we have rescued dogs and cats and et cetera, et cetera. And it's so painful to lose an animal. However, what I do for a living, my beliefs, my knowledge of what I do has really helped to it helps me in the grief process when an animal passes, because I know that animal is still with us. It's just not in the physical anymore. So that does help, but you still miss the physical. Animal Reiki has been very helpful for the pet parents, as I call them, when an animal transitions, passes into spirit, because I am able to conduct a Reiki session for an animal in spirit as well. I did that recently. An animal that I became quite fond of passed suddenly, and his parent was obviously devastated. And she asked me to conduct a Reiki session for him in spirit. It was a day or two after he passed, and I did. And I was able to contact him, connect with his energy, because energy can't destroy it. It just changes form, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Albert Einstein proved, and quantum physics is all about. Energy is energy. It cannot be created or destroyed. It's there. So even though an animal passes from the physical form, the energy of that animal is still around. and I was able to get in connect with that animal's energy. And it was a very moving Reiki session for me. It was quite emotional. I'm going to be just very honest about that. But
oh yeah,
it was. I am a pushover for animals. Nothing brings me to my knees faster than an animal in trouble. It just destroys me.
And the love
anyway,
is unconditional too. It's unconditional
love.
It is.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just returned tenfold, you know, from what you give it. They don't care what kind of day you had. They are so happy to see you, regardless. Anyway, I was able to connect with this dog, and his parent was so delighted to receive that information. He's happy. He's well. He gave her information that only she knew, which was wonderful. So she was very happy. I mean, she's still grieving, of course, because she misses his physical presence terribly. But now she knows that he's still with her. He's just with her in a different form, and he is watching over her, and he's still doing all the things he did, but energetically now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Anyway, that's animal Reiki. And I do, my animal Reiki sessions are always done by remote. I do distant animal Reiki sessions. A lot of people who work with animals do the hands-on in person with the animal. Mine are all done via distance. So that kind of makes it easier, so the animal is not being introduced to a stranger, especially if the animal is ill or traumatized in some way or otherwise compromised. So that is how I do animal Reiki, but everybody does it differently. So anyway, hope
yeah,
I answered that question.
Oh, absolutely. There's different approaches, absolutely. There's also children's Reiki, and
yes,
that must be a totally different approach. Is it really a matter of getting them having a hunger and a thirst for it early, because the earlier that they begin it and understand it and do it, the healthier and the more balanced one becomes throughout their life? If it's something that, again, they develop an interest in, a thirst for, and a desire for, and derive benefit from at an earlier age, it can only help. Is that one of the purposes for having children's Reiki?
Yes. Well, children are very close to spirit because they haven't been on the planet as long as adults. And so they naturally have more of a connection to spirit. Ultimately, and unfortunately, in our society, eventually that will be socialized or conditioned out of them, you know, like, oh, you're just imagining things, oh, you're just seeing things, those kinds of things. However, those children who are intuitive, and most children are by nature until it's socialized out of them, they are just sponges for the Reiki energy. And now in my experience, most of the children I have taught Reiki to and conducted Reiki sessions for are children of parents who are familiar with Reiki, that are Reiki practitioners or attuned themselves or are very familiar with Reiki sessions. So the parents are very much aware of benefits of Reiki and energy healing and energy medicine and the knowledge of how energy works with us. So they are very interested in having their children experience that to help them in life and also to keep their intuition strong and open. Our intuition never steers us incorrectly. It's when we allow our egos to, as I say, drive the bus, where we get in trouble. Our intuition always gives us the right answers. It's just that we don't always pay attention, or we talk ourselves out of it. But when children learn Reiki, I have seen, it's just amazing how quickly they respond to it. They have no qualms. There's no hesitation. They just know intuitively that this is good. It feels good. They are instantly able to channel the energy. They love it. It's fun for them. It's just like, wow, look what I can do. You know, I've had kids tell me that they feel like a Jedi. That always makes me laugh. It's adorable. It really is. And they are so happy to have that ability. And it really helps them in life. They are less stressed. They are able to get back to center more quickly when something happens to them that's upsetting. They are more compassionate. They are kinder. They are more aware of the connectedness of all things. And I have heard some really touching and amazing stories about children who've learned Reiki and how they conduct themselves in their lives. It's amazing. They tend to do better in school. There's just so many benefits to it. It makes me think that, wow, I wish I had known about this when my sons were little. I would have been all over that. So
exactly.
It really is. And I think if everybody learned Reiki, what a very different world it would be, truly. Very different.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% in. You really love this because you've seen in all these different areas and forms, whether it is children or adults or animals, all walks of life, two-legged, four-legged, whatever it may be, you've seen
exactly.
Such a rich, diverse body of benefit to their lives, increased
right.
Energy, healing, balance, centering, all these things that we sort of crave, but we don't know how to achieve. Because like you and I were saying prior to going live on air, you know, we're living in a world of intense stress, daily negative news, tons
right.
of information overload, extremes at the highest level, yin and yang, and a lot of people are feeling lost, out of balance, you know, not centered and very, very overloaded. And Reiki
right.
can be something that can sort of bring you back to a natural state, a calmer, more centered state, which your
exactly.
body then physically responds to, as does your mind and spirit, the whole thing being threaded together, responds when you are focused, balanced, when you are you know, looking in a hopeful way at life on a daily basis. Reiki can
right.
kick those things off or bring it back for you, right?
Exactly, exactly. At the end of a Reiki session, people report feeling, I hear the word lighter a lot. They feel lighter, as if they have shed a weight. And in many cases, they have. They have shed energy they no longer need. They feel lighter. They feel clearer. When they come into the session, when they present for their appointment, a lot of people come in with a specific issue that they're struggling with. And at the end of the session, I frequently hear that, wow, you know, this doesn't seem as important anymore, and I think it's going to be okay, regardless of what happens. It's that feeling that, yes, really all is well. There is a higher power. The universe really does have your back, and it's hard for us to believe that when we're living in 3D reality. We tend to focus on the negative. Reiki
absolutely
helps you turn that around. I'm going to go back and say that what I said before. It helps you to shift your perspective. And once your perspective shifts, it's amazing the possibilities that open up. It's kind of like the, oh, wow, I never thought of it that way.
That
and
aha
it just makes all the
moment.
Difference.
Exactly.
A huge aha moment, followed by many more.
That's it. Yes,
yes,
that's right. We got to connect everybody with Kathleen Johnson. Again, you can hear the passion in her voice. She lives and breathes this every day, literally. Go to her website, universalheart.net, and that's univer, that's UNIVER, soul, SOUL, heart, HEART.net. She's a wonderful person and a wealth of information. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week, same time, Kathleen. It's always a pleasure and always an honor. And we appreciate everything you're sharing with our audience. It's enriching all our lives.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Take good care.
You are very welcome. Take good care as well, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for joining us. Well, everybody, what a great show, huh? Kathleen Johnson of Universal Heart. For all of us here, Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio, thank you for joining us as well. Have a terrific day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.